Welcome back here to the What's Cooking program, the nation's food, wine, restaurant, travel, and entertainment show. I'm Michael Horn, along with Paul Stern.
Ladies and gentlemen, just get right on into it. Let's welcome on into the What's Cooking program, none other than the one and only John Charles Boisset.
Here is a man, I'm telling you. We introduced him at the beginning of the show. He really needs no introduction. He is a legend in France. Boisset is a family-owned collection of historic and unique wineries around the world, France. And then you get into, he's getting into the Côte d'Or, the Beaujolais, the Rhone Valley. He's in California's Russian River Valley. He's in Napa. He's in Sonoma Valley. You talk about a good Deloche Pinot Noir, a Raymond Cabernet. But then you get to the oldest winery in California, and this is the historic Buena Vista Winery. And, you know, people sold it that owned it, and it could have just gone the way of, just taken under the wing of somebody. But our buddy John Charles Boisset, one of the great guys in wine, as I mentioned, and he takes these wineries and brings them back like you're polishing up a classic automobile to their luster. And John Charles, our hat's off to you. Last time I was at Buena Vista many years ago, you couldn't go into the tasting room. You couldn't go into the caves. There had been an earthquake. You retrofitted everything. There's tours. And now you got this wine tool museum. Welcome to the show, and it's an honor to have you.
Bonjour, Mike and Paul. Thank you immensely. Oh, wow. I'm elated, excited, energized to be with you this morning.
One of these days, you're hosting a wine show. You and I have talked about this for a long time, but you're the best. What's going on now? You've got this new wine museum, and it just opened this month. What's this all about? How did it start? Where did the idea come from? Give it to us.
Well, thank you, Mike and Paul. Both of you are very much into the history of California, and you represent to me the absolute energy of an amazing human being from America, which you both represent. And this is exactly what we tried to do at Buena Vista. The winery was founded by a count in 1857 as the first California premium winery. So what we wanted to do, as my dream was always to bring this winery in our collection of winery, which we succeeded into doing in 2011. In 2011, finally, Buena Vista came into our fold and collection of wineries. We wanted to make sure that we would recreate the history of wine, the history of viticulture, winemaking, and this amazing journey of creating the new vineyards of California, which really was born in the 1860s as what we call Vitis vinifera, or the noble variety of grapes, which is Chardonnay, Cabernet, as such.
Now, you're telling me that Buena Vista, and I said this at the beginning of the show, this is, and a lot of people say it's the oldest vineyard, this is the oldest winery in California, this is the oldest, like, tasting room, established winery in California. Am I right?
You are exactly correct. Founded in 1857 by a count, the largest estate in those days, the first gravity flow building, the first méthode champenoise, which actually happened in 1861 in those historical caves, the longest caves, and more importantly, the man who really gave birth to what we call modern viticulture. So he played a great role. So as we bought the winery, we renovated those amazing buildings, which is really what I used to call, and I still call today, the White House of Wine.
I love you. Wow. This is John Charles Boisset at his best. And you keep mentioning this count of Buena Vista. This was this guy, was it this Augustin? I hope I get his name right. Augustin Herazzi, is that right?
Your pronunciation is so good. Not only are you good in French, Mike, you're good in Italian, but
thank
even
you,
in Hungarian.
Charles, thank you, John Charles. My French needs a lot of work. I thank you so much. But
I think as the French ladies see you walking around, you know, the Burgundy region, they would fall for your charm and your posture.
So well, thank you, John Charles. Thank you.
Particularly the posture.
You're still happily married to the lovely Gina Gallo because you always look very nice to me, I got to tell you, when you start saying that stuff to me. You're the best. I love John Charles Boisset.
Thank you.
This count of Buena Vista, first off, if I can throw one more accolade to you, when you came here from the Boisset family in France and you looked around and you started buying some of these properties, a lot of people say, well, there's a big company coming in to buy these wineries. You took these wineries. I mentioned a few there, Raymond, Deloche, and now we're talking Buena Vista, and brought them back to their original status. And I remember talking to you. You talked about the history of Buena Vista. You knew about the count. You knew about Augustin Herazzi. You knew about, you said, gravity flow. Tell everybody what that is that was there, the gravity flow building.
Yeah, so what we were interested, just as a family, to, as you allude to this, is really a great sense of history, a great sense of heritage, great terroir, as we call it, which is the alchemy of the soil, the climate, and the plant, and the possibility to create amazing wines. So when we first came, you know, in 03, our goal was to create spectacular wine. This is why we obviously started with Deloge Vineyards, one of the first Pinot and sustainable vineyards in Russian River. We did Leith, Great Meritage, and the first one from the 70s in Alexander Valley. Raymond, one of the founding family of San Lina, five generation of winemakers, and ultimately Lockwood, the largest estate in Monterey. And finally, of course, Buena Vista. And what I mean by that as Buena Vista and why this interest in the Count, he was a visionary. So we today, the shoulders of his vision, because he really built the beginning of what California is all about. We often talk about Napa Valley, and we often talk about California from the 1960s and 70s, but we cannot forget, and Mike, it's very important as we talk to your guests and your listeners, that winemaking started in the 1850s and 1860s in a very big way. And Buena Vista won all kinds of accolades and awards all around the world in the 1870s and 1880s. So California wine were prominent in those days. So then we had Prohibition, of course, which slowed things down. But I just want to make sure that people understand that there's a rich history, that winemaking is not something new and just trendy, that is really part of the landscape of America.
And I think the key part is that is there is that rich history. A lot of people go to wine country and they go, well, this is a wonderful Cabernet, this is a wonderful Pinot, whatever it might be. You looked at it from someone from the old world, and you came in and you saw the history of things and brought that back to us to appreciate. You mentioned gravity flow before. This is where they fill the barrels up and it's raised up in a building so that the gravity makes the wine drip down and flow down when they're making the wines, because they didn't have machines to pump it up and move it around like we do now. And
that's
all part of that Buena Vista heritage, and you've got those rooms we can walk through, right?
That's right. And gravity means that we don't want to use pumps. We don't want to intervene into winemaking. The key of winemaking is non-intervention. The human is here to accompany the flow and the energy of the wine, not to interrupt it or not to overly influence it. So wine transformed through that beautiful grape, white or red, very natural into alcohol, into a very pure 12, 13, or 14% alcoholic beautiful beverage. And this is what wine is. So the less you intervene, the better the wine is. So this is really what gravity flow is.
We don't talk about that enough. We don't talk about the fact you come from the Boisset family. And I want to, someday I'm going to France to see what's there. But I mean, this is
invited any time.
I want to go. Oh, this is old world, spectacular winemaking, and you have that heritage in your background as well with the Boisset family, correct?
For sure. I was very lucky to be born in a house which practiced gravity flow. In fact, because it was next to my bedroom that my parents started to make wine.
Really?
So I was very fortunate since the age of literally birth, being cradled into a barrel, or close enough. And my playground as a landscape was really the vineyard. So I've been doing it all my life.
This is unbelievable. This is, I'm telling
my
you.
My playground right, as a landscape right was in the vineyards.
Yes, right next to the bedroom there in Gravity Flow. This is, I'm telling you, you can only imagine this. I don't know if you've written a book. You need to write a book, because I'm telling you, you are rich in history, my friend.
John Charles, I'd rather be with you on the radio. But
yeah, we're going to do a radio show. They hang on here. John Charles Boisset, I hope you can hang in one more segment, because we got to talk about these museums. Stay with us here. It's What's Cooking on CRN, the Culinary Radio Network. Michael Horn, Paul Stern, and John Charles Boisset.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill.
Welcome back here to the What's Cooking program, the nation's food, wine, restaurant, travel, and entertainment show. Michael Horn along with Paul Stern.
Getting a real education on to not only a great winery, Buena Vista, but what it's like to have a passion for wine. And here's our guest, John Charles Boisset.
You know, Paul, just for a second, John Charles Boisset, I mean, we're having these accolades, but he's like an artist. He calls the wineries, and John Charles, you're here with us, I know, so I don't want to embarrass you, but the Boisset collection, it's like fine art. You mentioned wine is like a time and a place. You talked about bringing these wineries back to the time and places, and when people drink them, they say, well, this is great Napa Valley Cabernet. This is wonderful Russian River Valley Pinot Noir. And that's what you do, and when you get to Buena Vista, this was the oldest winery. The last last time I looked in there, I stayed at the historic house that's there, and then, you know, we could just peek into the tasting room. Now you've got that open. You got the caves there. This is in Carneros. People should know this is between Napa and Santa Rosa, so in the beautiful Carneros area. And now, what's going on with this museum that you've opened up now? Tell us about this.
Yes, absolutely. So you're very kind to mention that. This is indeed very important. We just restored the entire two building, the first press house in the country of California, in the state of California, and the first gravity flow building in the other building.
Right.
And luckily, by the way, if those would not have been restored, they would be down today because of the earthquake we had last August.
People would have just knocked them down. They would be down, that's it, history over.
History over. So we obviously spent a lot of resources to restore it because I think really what is so important for California winemaking and all of us as American citizens is to look at the identity card of what America is, and this building really represents it. It's like Monticello on the East Coast. It's like the White House. It's like the Empire State Building. It's like those landmarks of wine. So we totally renovated them, created really spectacular rooms where you can taste wine on barrels, you can make your own wine, you can enjoy bubbles in our bubble lounge. Uh-huh. And very importantly, our family had bought a museum in southern Burgundy, France,
right,
with a collection of 3,000 tools. And we said to ourselves, well, a part of that collection belongs to Buena Vista because this would be the best place to showcase how wine has been made over the centuries and what have been the tools the man, the human being, has been using in order to craft this amazing elixir of God, this beautiful purple gold that is wine. So we brought over 350 tools, basically, from Burgundy.
Wow.
And put them in an amazing light and sound show that explains you the history of viticulture and winemaking through the tools.
So this is like a museum that has an exhibit on loan. This, instead of going to Burgundy, you brought it here for us to look at, but these are tools that would be used in the winemaking of California in the early days.
Exactly.
Love this. This is great. And how long does the tour take?
The tour is only 20 minutes at the most, and you're going to be enjoying, obviously, some wine at different stations throughout the tour.
Of course. There's wine involved.
That's right, and we purposely made it extremely attractive price-wise. So our goal is to get thousands of people to see it. So it's every hour, and it's a very, very, very quick show. And it gives you an in-depth experience of what wine is about in a very fun, playful, interactive way.
So we want to come and take this tour. So how is it like getting booked? How do you book it to get to see it? Do you come up and can you do it that day? Or do you do it online? Do you call? What do you do?
All of the above. You come in that day, and on the hour, you could see it.
Wow.
So you basically pay $25 for an in-depth tasting and the tour, and at your leisure, you do it.
So it's a tasting and tour all at one price?
All in one price.
So you get to go to the caves and see the gravity flow and all that kind of stuff?
You get to see everything. And
I
that's
love
the
this.
We wanted, thank you, Mike, so much for that. We didn't want to make the experience too pricey so people come and see it. We want to make culture extremely accessible. Often, specifically as a Frenchman, people always tell me, well, the culture of wine is in your land and it's been there forever. It's true, but we're here as well to make people discover that California, and California needs to be very proud of their incredible heritage as well, that culture of wine has been here for centuries, and that this is not something new, and this is part of themselves. So wine is part of the American culture since 2 centuries now, and it's important to enhance it.
All right, now, your website, you can go to Boise Collection. That's B-O-I-S-S-E-T, Boise Collection, C-O-L-L-E-C-T-I-O-N.com. But this one is, you can go right to BuenaVistaWinery.com, right?
Exactly. You could go to BuenaVistaWinery.com. You could book there. You could book through CellarPass.com. Or you could just call the winery. We're not making it complicated whatsoever. I mean, obviously, we just opened, literally, but we're having a lot of people coming in. The idea, again, I want to insist on that. A winery is not a snobbish place where you need to learn a jargon or vocabulary to get in. We want people to come in, whether they like wine or not,
and enjoy the experience. We love you. John Charles Boisset, say hi to the lovely Gina Gallo, BuenaVistaWinery.com.